Nicole has been helping us to understand how can disaster like this can be possible and the response from the government.
Like many people in New Orleans, I didn't have enough money in the bank account for a bus ticket out before the level 5 hurricane. So I ended up in the Superdome during the hurricane. And one of the confusing things was before the hurricane started, on the news there was no updating about shelters or where people could go. So I ended up just calling. I had a cell phone at the time, just calling, finding out when I could get into the Superdome. And they actually opened it up 12 noon, the day of the hurricane. So while I was walking and taking all my belongings to the Superdome, the rain and the winds had already started, even though the hurricane wasn't going to start for another couple of hours. But so I ended up in the big long line outside the Superdome with the thousands of people, mostly families, mostly Black families, with young children, people that didn't have the money to get out in time. I think a lot of people looted because they were angry, because they didn't know what was going on. There was no one was updating us on when we were going to leave or what was going on. No one knew the levees had broke and that kind of stuff. So people were really angry, which I think is understandable. When no one knew when we were going to leave, I already said that, but when we sort of, it was rumored that we were going to leave, so people kind of rushed out of the Superdome and all at once, because there was no organization of us, of the evacuation out, like, say, women and children, elderly, etc. So thousands of people rushed out of the Superdome all at once and created the gridlock, because they weren't letting people back into the Superdome, and they weren't letting people like past these barricades they set up. And they told us there was buses coming for us, but they actually didn't come until 18 hours later, and people were standing and waiting in this big mass for about 18 hours. And it started raining, and you couldn't sit down or lay down the whole time. And even though it was the National Guard's fault that we were in this big gridlock, they were still like screaming at us and waving their guns and telling us to get down. People were pushing, even though it was their fault. And finally, 18 hours later, the buses came and took some people to Dallas, some people all over the place, I guess. And once I was in the convention center, it was a little bit better, but one thing I was amazed about was the fact that the food was still, there was a lot to be desired. Like, you'd go and get dinner, and it'd be like a chicken thigh, because they'd run out of frozen vegetables, and these little children eating this, and that's not really enough. And that, I think, you know, to this day, people are still struggling inside the shelters. For example, we were all given like a food credit card with a varying amount, and it's very disorganized. Like, your card will shut off at certain times in the month, and they're not sure when you can get your food, that kind of thing. And I actually have one of those cards, and you can only use them at Walmarts outside of your given state. So, which is horrible, actually, because most Walmarts don't even have produce, or some don't even have frozen food section. And also, you'll get your food card, and you go up to the register, and sometimes the cashier will say, "Oh, this item has red slash next to it, so you can't get this item." Even if it is a food item. One time I tried to get coconut milk and they wouldn't let me get that for some reason. So it's very embarrassing, because I called the hotline and they're like, we don't know anything about this red slash policy, but they're embarrassing, you know, families that, you know, deserve, you know, food stamps after being in a level 5 hurricane disaster. And then people are trying to get their restitution. The only way to get restitution is through, you have to go on the internet, that's the only way to get through, and you have to have Explorer 6.0 to get through and everything. It's very hard, even for someone that has computer access. Okay, that's all I have to say.